I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to this week's edition of Worldview, and we'll be looking at Prime Minister Modi's visit to the US for both the UN General Assembly and bilateral meetings. And I have with me a very, very good friend and a person who knows for the ins and outs of foreign policy, former Ambassador Rajiv Bhatia, who is also a distinguished fellow with Gateway House, a leading think tank on foreign policy issues. Welcome, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador, let's just start off with what was India's stated position before Prime Minister Modi traveled to the US. It was made very clear that, you know, he was going to engage the world leaders vis-a-vis India's position in a changing world order. And, you know, Kashmir is something that India really didn't want to discuss. Has that happened so far?
I think, if you are following the Indian media, you might feel that it is not the case and that Kashmir is the only issue that our people are handling. But if you take a broader view and if you expose yourself to what the world is talking about and what our own people are doing there in New York, there is no doubt in my mind that the whole thing is running as per the original script drawn up in the South Bloc. Fundamentally, the idea is that time has come for India to start playing a global role. It is no longer just about South Asia.
Public perception is something that matters everywhere. And, you know, we've had these two back-to-back, three back-to-back meetings, which were very high profile, the Howdy Modi event, Prime Minister Modi's bilateral with Trump. And, there was also Prime Minister Imran Khan's bilateral with President Trump. And, you know, the thread that came across in all these public events was, you know, the role of terrorism emanating from Pakistan. And of course, Pakistani Prime Minister raised the usual issue of Kashmir. Do you think this was more about optics, and this is not really the most important thing that came up over there?
No, it's not about the optics. Undoubtedly, we all know the Pakistani agenda, but the central point is that India is now looking at the world affairs well beyond Pakistan. I think that is fundamentally very clear. Yes, certainly, we are treating, or the government is treating, terrorism as one big global issue. This figures in all documents, in all meetings, and it should. But beyond that, if you look at the whole list of things that Prime Minister and his advisor are doing today, they relate to climate change, they relate very much to the question of UN reform, the question of connecting with a whole lot of group of people. In fact, you recall how Ambassador Akbaruddin at the UN said right in the beginning that this is going to be an unprecedented diplomatic reach by India to the world. And I feel that if we follow closely every day what the Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister, the Minister of State for External Affairs, Foreign Secretary are doing. By the way, this is the largest diplomatic team stationed in New York after a long time. It is not just for, one country, one neighbor. It is for the larger agenda for India.
And also, Prime Minister Modi very focused on the message on climate change, I thought. I mean, if you look at his speech, he said that, the time has come for action. Do you see India now playing maybe a much larger role on this?
I think so. I think now India senses that there is a vacuum in terms of global leadership on the question of climate change. We know what the US has done. We know that other major powers are not really able to come up to the plate, so to say. So now it's not just a question of very powerful, very well-crafted speeches that Prime Minister is delivering or talking point that he is using to meet the leaders. I think it is about putting forward, first of all, the India story as to what India has been doing in the recent years, and particularly, you know, the two sheet anchors, International Solar Alliance and the Climate Resilient Infrastructure Initiative. They both are there, plus all the things that are happening in the country, focusing on clean technology or renewable energy. I think this is making some impact abroad.
Do you actually foresee, you know, India being able to take a more of a leadership role in these issues? I mean, does it have the wherewithal to, you know, go ahead and...
Right. So, you see, there I would first say that your vision has to be big. Your ability to articulate that vision also has to back it up. On those two accounts, we are very much there. Now, those of us who are sitting here in India, we also know that we have quite some way to go forward. But at least I think we should give full marks to the government that it is moving forward in the right direction. And I think the whole idea is to create world opinion and hopefully opinion at home that the time has come when we are suffering every day due to the change of climate. We saw how bad the last summer was in Delhi itself, that we have to really do a few things ourselves.
One final question. You know, ideally, I would have liked to have done this program after both the Indian and Pakistani prime ministers had spoken at the UN. But, you know, that's going to happen in a few more days. Do you think there's going to be another kind of a, you know, clash between the two leaders? Or what do you, I mean, I know it's very difficult to, you know, do crystal ball gazing, but what do you think will happen?
I think it has to be a very courageous man to anticipate as to what would happen and what the two leaders would say. But I can bank on the informed judgment of somebody who is sitting right inside the councils and who is advising the Prime Minister. He's one of the advisors. And Ambassador Akbaruddin said what we heard. He said that when the other countries will stoop low, India would soar high. Fundamentally, it means that the neighbor can talk what it wants to talk, but India has a much larger, broader and loftier vision to connect with the world today.
On that note, it was a pleasure to have you, Ambassador Bhatia.
Thank you so much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.